USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The latest in a string of mass shootings. A gunman has opened fire at a cabinet-making company in Bryan, Texas. One person is dead and several are wounded, including a state trooper who was shot while pursuing the suspect.
The suspect shot at our trooper. Our trooper was shot. He has been life-flighted to St. Joseph's Hospital in Bryan.
Officer Craig Cummings said the suspect is in custody. It happened the same day that President Biden announced some executive actions to take on gun control. He said the issue is a public health crisis.
Enough prayers. Time for some action.
The president also pushed Congress to move forward on some issues he promised as a candidate.
This Senate should immediately pass three House-passed bills to close loopholes that allow gun purchasers to bypass the background checks.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The suspect in a mass shooting in South Carolina turns out to be a former NFL player. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
A doctor, his wife, their two young grandchildren, and a handyman were among those murdered Wednesday evening at a home in York County, South Carolina. They died as a result of gunshot wounds, according to York County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Trent Ferris.
We're shocked that this type of incident happened in our area, in Rock Hill, especially with the amount of people who were involved. We have found the person we believe is responsible, and we are with them at this time.
A sixth victim remains in the hospital. Philip Adams, a former National Football League cornerback who played six seasons in the league with six different teams, has reportedly been identified as the gunman. Mr. Adams turned the gun on himself just after midnight. Adams was a defensive back for the teams including San Francisco 49ers, Atlanta Falcons, and had recently been a patient of the deceased doctor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appear to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Facebook has announced it's going to start labeling posts to make satire more obvious and the origin of other posts. The company is now adding new labels such as satire page to posts in Facebook's newsfeed. They're also going to clarify the origin of content as public official or fan page, according to Facebook. Last summer, Facebook began to apply labels to state-controlled media outlets to make it clear they may be under the influence of government. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.